What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, I'm Brandon Webb, former Navy SEAL and New York Times bestselling author. If you're like me, you want real security and defense news you can trust. You're probably tired of hearing the same talking heads, guys who have never seen the front lines, saying the same BS 100 different ways. It's why I founded SoftRep.com. Military-grade news produced entirely by our staff of military veteran journalists. Sign up at SoftRep for real news, real experience, real experts. SoftRep does what the mainstream media can't, deliver authentic content straight from the front lines. Sign up for a free trial membership today, and I'll give you my best-selling ebook, The Red Circle, for free. But that's not all. Your SoftRep membership also includes access to cutting-edge defense and security news by military experts, access to our award-winning documentaries, ebooks, special member events, and much more. So what are you waiting for? Let us know you're in. Sign up for your free trial membership today. Join our community at SoftRep.com. That's SoftRep.com.
Brute force. If it doesn't work, you're just not using enough. You're listening to SoftRep Radio. Special Operations Military News and straight talk with the guys in the community.
Welcome to SoftRep Radio. Today, we have a special guest joining us. Dwayne, who's a World War II veteran, shortly after D-Day, was involved in the final push throughout Europe to liberate France. Amazing story. He's, I believe, 95 years old, was awarded one of France's highest medals in 2012 for his role in the liberation of France. Excited to have Dwayne on with us today. He's got a great story, and we got a great show for you, so stand by. Hey, Dwayne, it's Brandon Webb. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. No complaints. So I really appreciate you spending time with us today to share your story.
Be wonderful.
So, Dwayne, just for context, I'm a veteran of both Afghanistan and Iraq wars. I spent about 13 years in the Navy, most of the time as a Navy SEAL. I have a media company today. Part of that is this podcast, Software Radio, and we reach about 100,000 people a week through this show, and we love to have guys like yourself on the show and share your story. One of our guests in the past have been astronaut Scott Kelly, who's the longest American in outer space, as well as Rob O'Neill, the guy that shot Osama bin Laden. So we really appreciate your time today and would love to get into your story if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. Can we just start by you sharing with us like where you grew up and kind of catch us up from there and until now? You know, I'd love to hear your entire story, where you grew up, went to school. I read in your interview in the local paper that you joined right out of high school because you said you would have been drafted. But if you can kick us off, that would be great.
Okay. I grew up on the farm at Canova, South Dakota. Graduated from Canova High School, and I joined the Army in 43. We went across in a boat to Liverpool, and from Liverpool we went to Southampton, and then we rode across the ocean there, the river, whatever it is, to Omaha Beach. And from Omaha Beach, we fought all the way to St. Lo, where I was beat. St. Lo got hammered pretty doggone bad. I got wounded there on the 30th of July. My birthday's on the 31st. So then I went to a hospital in for a couple of weeks and went right back
that was
to
the
my
grenade.
Old outfit then. Yeah.
Yeah. To back up, how was the basic training? You said you went to basic training in Georgia. Do you have any memories that stand out?
No stand up. That was 76 years ago, so it's kind of hard for me to remember.
Yeah,
I have a hard time remembering what happened yesterday.
Yeah, that makes two of us sometimes. Okay, so you had your birthday hand grenade, and then you're in the hospital for a few weeks and then back with the unit?
Yep, same outfit.
Okay.
So we landed on Omaha Beach, and I come home from Bremerhaven, Germany. Well, I had a lot of ways going.
Do you have any particular memory? Because I have a few that stand out. I mean, I went to Afghanistan right after September 11th, and I remember the first combat mission very clearly. But is there anything that stands out, like a story that you could share with us about the experience?
Yes, I was sent on patrols several times. Up to the river then, and I was with hooked up with a little guy from Colorado, and he was an Indian. And we got to the river, and he said, "You stay right here. I'll be right back." He put a knife in his mouth, and away he went. After about 45 minutes or an hour, here he come back again. Nothing, didn't see nothing. One other time, when we walked 3 miles into the enemy territory one night, our platoon did. We all surrounded there, and then in the morning, the United States Army, they pushed troops, their troops, into our, where we were guarding. So we got some nice shooting there, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
I got a 7.65 pistol from a captain, and he gave me his cap, too, or his helmet. Well, we got caught down in about a 40-acre field one time, and there was probably 8-10 of us, and we had a dodge bullet there for quite a while. They ended up getting 6 of our guys that night, and some sniper did. So that night we got that sniper. There was just so many of those things are hair raising now today. But
yeah,
I'm still alive.
Yeah, I don't know if you share this experience as well, but I always find it fascinating. You come home from war, and a lot of people are, they just don't realize how terrible it actually is. You know, they think it's all a Hollywood movie, but in reality, it's pretty nasty business.
It really was. When we got home, we landed at Fort Snelling, and then we come back from Fort Snelling on a train to Sioux Falls. I was hungry. We didn't have nothing to eat yet. And so I told Dad, I said, we got to get something to eat. I'm hungry. Dad said, no, we got chores to do. So we got to go home. Mom will fix a big steak and get home. So that was the end of that.
Yeah. You went over at 18. And so you were how old coming back? 20, 21?
21.
21. Okay. So you could legally have a beer at least.
Yeah,
when I come back. Yeah. So I did read in one of your interviews, you said you're determined not to let the horrors of war alter your future. Do you have any comments on that? Because I thought that's a pretty powerful statement. And we have a lot of veterans that listen to this show as well. And that's been my philosophy, is you got to let the past be in the past. And carry on the future, but any comments on that?
When we was raising the kids, any of those horror movies would come on, I'd look in the door and see what was on, turn around left again. I couldn't stand them.
Yeah.
So it's that was real horror.
So as far as like leaving the war in the past, do you have any advice for the veteran of today's war in Iraq and Afghanistan, as far as leaving that behind and starting a new future? Because I read a little bit about your background, and it seemed like you had a pretty full life and accomplished quite a bit as a farmer and a mayor and a town historian. But any advice that you could share with any veterans that are transitioning today?
No, I don't have any advice. I don't know what I would say. I had a hectic life. I raised 9 kids. They're all doing pretty good.
That's good. So I think you probably said it in that paragraph when I read in your interview, just better to leave the past behind and live for the future. So describe when you came home, can you just describe what you ended up doing career-wise and how you ended up as a mayor?
Well, I got married in 1946 then. And then after a few years, my wife and I, we moved to town, and there I got stuck being mayor then.
Yeah.
I don't know. Now I'm real big in baseball in Canova.
Yeah, that's right. You were also inducted into the Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame. What can you talk to us about the baseball?
Me and my brother and two other guys, we started the baseball team in Canova in 1946. And it's gone ever since then. They've been several state tournaments. They've won, been to the state tournament several times more. I don't know. I'm just a baseball nut.
Nice. Any funny military story that you remember? I mean, we all have quite a few characters that we meet in the military, but anything... Any funny story that stands out particular?
I don't think it's such a funny story in the war.
Well, maybe not the war, but, you know, there's this maybe in basic training or afterwards. You know, I think, you know, guys do a lot of stuff to blow off steam, you know, when they're deployed. Anything stand out in particular?
No, I was too young to catch on.
Yeah. So you were awarded... Let's see, the Legion of Honor, which is the highest award the French government can give. I believe it was established by Napoleon. But could you talk about just what that experience was like for you all these years later, going back to France to receive that award?
Well, that was really something. I took my boy Ed with us. Ed and I went back over there, and I think it was, you know, and we went back over there in 12, and yep. It was right, it was honor, they were honoring St. Lo then. Well, I got that award, that French award then, and I was so flabbergasted about that. I couldn't believe it, what they went through to give me that medal. And that was the highest award that France gave out during World War II.
That must have been a pretty emotional experience for you.
Yeah, that was really quite an experience.
Were you a part of the D-Day landing force as well?
No, I wasn't.
So it was after.
I landed on D-Day with it.
Okay, so it was after. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in Normandy last year. It was a pretty surreal experience, you know, what, and I'd watched a lot of the history and on television, stuff like that. But being over there, you could feel the energy in those, you know, small French villages.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, when you landed on, you went to Omaha Beach then?
I was just in the town in Normandy. I didn't go to Omaha Beach. I had a friend who had he was French. I went to business school with him, and he had a birthday party in Normandy. But, you know, it was the World War II history is very much alive and well in that area of France.
Yeah, that's for sure. Just like this, what's this guy's name? Montana? Dempsey. He was over there just 2 years ago, too, and he took a bunch of pictures, and he was explaining to me how everything looked yet. So that was really something.
Yeah.
Last fall, I got to go to the Twins game. Got to go to the Twins game last fall, and I raised the flag. I got to raise the flag.
That's great.
And the Minnesota Twins.
Very cool.
Oh, yes. There were 70-some bus that went to see that. I used to announce all the town team games here in Canoe for years and years. Used to umpire for the town team. Then I end up being their announcer all their home games. And so I've had a pretty exciting life. And I coached all my kids. And we won a lot of state tournaments. And
that's great. I'm a little league coach myself.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. You probably would agree with this. So the kids are great. It's the parents that you have to worry about.
Oh, that's for sure. My kids didn't get to play as much as your kids.
Yeah. Who's your favorite baseball player, Dwayne?
I really don't have no favorite.
Yeah. No player stands out for you as the professional player?
Oh, Kirby Puckett.
Kirby?
When he was alive, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Hi, I'm Brandon Webb, former Navy SEAL and founder of the Crate Club. Are you tired of scrambling to figure out the perfect Father's Day gift for the most important guy in your life? Think they'd like military-grade survival gear delivered directly to their doorstep? Then join over 250,000 members and gear up with Crate Club, the box built by Navy SEALs, Army Rangers, and Special Ops guys. Sign up and Crate Club will send you high-class military-grade gear like backpacks, flashlights, hammocks, holsters, vests, and more. That means whatever your favorite guy is into, it'll come right to his doorstep. And he'll have the confidence of a Navy SEAL that it's going to get the job done. Subscribe at Crate Club today, and we'll go even further. We're including a free copy of my best-selling ebook, The Killing School, about America's elite snipers. I'm Brandon Webb, and I can't wait to raise the grade on military gear in America. So let me know you're in. Sign up today at crateclub.com. CRATE club.com. Any piece of life advice that you'd want to share with us and our listeners?
I really can't think.
Yeah. I mean, it's obvious you have a great, great family. That's how we initially got connected on the social media. So I would say I really, on behalf of myself and the SOFREP audience, we really appreciate, you know, your service and not only in the war, but just as a great citizen of America and everything you've done. And really, really appreciate you carving out some time for us today, Duane, just to share a little bit of your story.
Thank you for asking me.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate it, and have a great day, Duane.
Okay. Thank you very much.
So yeah, what a great treat for us to have Duane Miller on the show. And for those of you that don't know his whole background on how we got connected, I was on Instagram chatting with a group of people, and then somebody shared with me that they had a grandfather who was a World War II veteran, was a former mayor, inducted into the Amateur Baseball Hall of Fame, and that was Duane. That's how we got connected with Duane. I was hoping to get him to open up a little bit about some of the stories, but obviously that's a long time ago. So we're just grateful to have him on the show and get a little piece of his recollection. And like we spoke about in the interview, Duane was awarded the Legion of Honor in France in 2012, which is the highest award the French government can give. A lot of history with that award as well, as it was established by Napoleon himself. You know, there was, in prepping for the interview, I read an interview Duane gave for the Daily Republic, which is his local paper. And I'll share some of that with you right now. What I also like, maybe like isn't the right word about it, that when I think of World War II in comparison to the modern wars of today, you know, take Iraq and Afghanistan, for example, you know, early in the Afghan war, there was a sense of purpose. And the purpose was to, you know, wipe out the terror training camps and a lot of bad guys. And I felt like, you know, that was largely accomplished in the first couple of years, and we should have checked the box and pulled out of Afghanistan. You know, here we are still 20 years later in Afghanistan with not much to show for it. And along the way, we lost our purpose. And I think, you know, the difference between the World War II generation, Vietnam, and the modern generation of combat veteran is purpose, right? There was really no clear purpose in Vietnam. Afghanistan, a short period where there was a very clear purpose. Everyone was aligned around that one common goal, and it kind of drifted. And I mention it in the context of how people deal with the aftermath of war. It seems to me the World War II generation really, as much as, you know, war is terrible and they saw incredible atrocities in World War II, including the Nazi prison camps and the death camps at Auschwitz, you know, horrible stuff. But I feel like the World War II generation got along, they came back and they got along with their life much easier than, say, the Vietnam and my generation of combat veteran, just as an observation. And I've spent a lot of time thinking about this, and I really do think it has to do with purpose, because it's very easy to kind of grasp what was happening Europe with Hitler and the Nazi regimes. Like, it was very, very clear that Hitler was a very bad guy, and easy to kind of define and wrap your head around that cause. Where fast forward to 2010, 2012 in Afghanistan, you know, men and women dying over there for what reason, right? And that's where I think a lot of these, you know, war fighters come back, these men and women, and they transition into the civilian world, and they really struggle with a lot of things they've seen and they've done, because there's this lack of purpose behind it. And I really think that's why a lot of the modern day veterans, combat veterans, really are struggling with transition. You know, I've seen it personally. You know, I've lived through it, but also, look, I'm thankful I only did a few combat deployments. I wasn't overexposed to combat trauma, because I have people I used to know and be friends with that I am not friends with anymore. They're different people, and it's really because they've been heavily psychologically affected by the trauma of combat, just been overexposed. On the outside, as a business owner, you know, we really struggled early on in the business hiring. We, you know, we would hire as many veterans as we could, but we did not screen very well. And we ended up with a lot of problems, like guys that were really struggling with addiction and many other demons. And so, you know, I do see a lot of similarities with the Vietnam veterans, as well as, you know, the Afghan, Iraq combat veterans as well, really kind of struggling with what the hell was I over there for? Like, what was the purpose? There are some incredible, incredible people in the 50s in business, like titans of industry that were former veterans of World War II. So I just think that generation dealt with it a lot better. And if I, you know, had to put one thing, it would be the whole purpose thing. Duane didn't get into it too much, but I'm going to kind of extrapolate from the article. He mentioned that he was wounded once, you know, right, I think the day after his birthday. But he said hand grenade exploded by him and put shrapnel into his left leg. Doctor said he'd never walk straight again, but he ended up having surgery on his 19th birthday. So the grenade was right before his birthday, I guess. After 3 weeks of surgery, 3 weeks later, he's back with his unit. Miller said they needed bodies. He fought through France, Belgium, Holland, and into Germany before the war ended in 1945. Duane said the fighting was incredibly intense until the last 30 days. And I guess, you know, the last 30 days of the war, people kind of knew that, you know, Germany was on their back foot. The peace talks were happening. You know, essentially the fighting kind of died down to some degree. But I do think it was funny. Duane said his dad greeted him at the train station when he came back from Europe at Sioux Falls in 1946. And he's like, hey, we got to hurry home. There's lots of chores to do on the farm. And I don't know if his dad was, if that was intentional, kind of getting his son back into the, you know, his mind off of the war. But it seemed like it worked out for Duane. And he did comment that this was probably for the best. And Duane said in this article I'm reading that he was determined not to let the horrors he had lived through during the war alter his path in the future. You know, and I asked him for his advice on the call, and I know he was a little humble, which I appreciate. But I think that quote I just read is probably great advice to anybody, let alone whether you're a combat veteran or not. You know, you've got to, regardless of the past, you have to let it go, and in order to kind of drive forward into the future with no baggage. So, but really appreciate Duane coming on the show. Incredible story, you know, going right out of high school at 18 and coming back, you know, when he was 21, having spent, you know, his young adulthood in the army, in the European theater, and then coming back, you know, is getting married, his wife, Marcella. They were married in 1954, married for more than 57 years, and 9 children. So, you know, incredible legacy Duane leaves behind. So fortunate to have him on the show. I hope you guys enjoyed that interview. We're really pushing to get more of these kind of interviews and stories on the show. You know, we got some good guests lined up. Also a few of military movies that are coming out. My friend Todd, the director of The Last Full Measure, love to have Todd back on the show in the next week or so, just to, you know, describe his experience. You know, Todd is a good friend of mine. We met as fellow pilots in this group that we fly with, the Yak 50s together. And, you know, Todd put a lot of heart into making that movie Last Full Measure, and had worked extensively with a lot of the former unit members. For those of you guys that don't know, that The Last Full Measure is based on a pararescue, Air Force pararescue crewman who was awarded the Medal of Honor in Vietnam for saving a bunch of lives during a firefight rescue. It'd be great to have Todd on the show with maybe one of the actors. I know that in the movie, there was some pretty incredible actors. So it'd be great to get Todd and one of the actors back on the podcast. So I'll work on that. We got some more exciting news to share with you. Next time I'm on, I'll share that news. I would also ask you guys to look at the store. Now we rebranded the loadoutroom.com as a survival store. You can go to the main site, softrep.com, and just click shop and see all the items. We're working out a shopping club for our existing SoftRep subscribers. So if you are a subscriber to the main site, you're going to be able to shop in that store for discounts. We just got a new store head of e-commerce, Jacob Sotak. Jacob is leading up the Loadout Room. He's a former Army veteran, comes from Gear Patrol. So we're excited to have Jacob kind of curate the store. And our idea is to make it the best kind of outdoor survival store on the internet. That's our main purpose. Let's see, what else? Just to catch you guys up, we're in early stages of developing a SoftRep sniper video game. We've got a development sheet out for the game. It's being bid on by four video game developers, so that's exciting. It's not going to happen overnight, but it takes about a year and a half, 2 years, once we decide to award the bid to the production studio. But you know, our goal is to get an authentic with environmentals, an authentic sniper game that's never been done before. So we're excited about that. And you know, our goal with the company is to kind of get into esports, and this is a good inroads for us. Lots of relevant experience with myself and a few of the other guys with the close connection to the sniper community. So excited about that. And that's it. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Again, please email us your questions to radio@softrep.com, radio@softrep.com. Also tune in to our daily Monday through Friday and Sunday live stream on Instagram at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. Myself, Sunday evenings, George Hand from one of our Delta Force guys, and the rest of the fellas filling in on Instagram Live every night. And the theme there is war stories. So we're telling some crazy war stories. And I know George has got some crazy stuff in South America. He's talking about cool stuff there. But don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Brandon T. Webb, and follow SoftRep as well at Official SoftRep on Instagram. And we will see you next week. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to SoftRep Radio. New episodes up every Wednesday and Friday. Follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at SoftRep Radio.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.